appreciate the teaching and the preaching of the word already this morning. It's blessed and touched my heart. I thank God that you're here. I hope that you've come for the right purpose. Give honor and glory to my Lord. I'm going to begin reading in verse 21. And I'll read through 24, and then I'll skip to 35 and read the rest of the chapter. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Now I want to preach for a while, God helping me and giving me voice. On, will somebody go after the Lord? I believe I've got a right to ask that. And I want to say to you again, I'm talking to you. In this age of liberalism, when we profess to have God and there's very little evidence, will somebody go after the Lord? When there's more churches now than there's ever been before. More preachers, so-called. More Bibles in America than there's ever been before. More schools for preachers. Preachers get a bigger salary. God's a blessing on every hand. In the face of all of that, I'm seeing less God than I've ever seen in America. Will somebody go after the Lord? I'm talking to preachers. I'm talking to deacons. I'm talking to lay members. Will somebody go after the Lord? The scripture that I read in your hearing said there's a man that came to Jesus. I don't know what else he had tried before he came to God. If he had been a Baptist, he'd already tried the judge and the sheriff and the psychiatrist and the doctors before he tried God. Our folks today try everything else before they'll try the Lord. Am I telling you all right or not? I want to get this in before the rest of you go to sleep. Under God this morning, somebody needs to go after the Lord. We've laid around the little old social programs in the church. We've been satisfied with stories from the pulpit. But what we need is the unadulterated Word of God preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Nothing else will save our young'uns. He said, Lord, I've got trouble over at my house. He didn't say it's that long-tongued woman down the street that's causing the problem. He didn't say it's the preacher or the preacher's wife or one of the deacons. He said the trouble is over at my house. I want to say this morning, about at least 95% of your trouble, doesn't make any difference what it is over at your house. Boys, we get right with God, and we begin to see things differently than we've ever seen them before. I knew a preacher in my country carrying on a meeting, had a boy coming to church, mean as the devil. He got a burden for the boy. Went to him and said, son, I want to see you get right with God and get in the church. I want you to be a Christian. Boy said, well, I wouldn't mind it so bad, but you got so many heathens and hypocrites up there in the Baptist church, I figure I'm about as well off of where I'm at as I would be up there. And the preacher said, you know, you're right. Everything's not perfect up there, and everybody's not perfect. So I tell you what to do. I'll make a deal with you. Said you come to meeting, and if the Holy Ghost gets on you, our brother to come to an altar, you come, trust God as your Savior, join the church, and me and you'll get together, and we'll run that bunch off from the church. He said, that sounds pretty good. I've been wanting to get at that bunch anyhow. He come to church and got out of the sound of the preaching. Come weeping to an altar, got down on his face and repented, and God saved him. After that little old girl come running to that door, like she'd always done, opened that screen door and headed up that long walk, that mama behind her. Hallelujah, I'm glad my boy, my daughter, my wife has seen me drunk on God. I don't know what a taste of alcohol's like. I've never tasted any of it. Of a great God, he put something in my veins one morning down yonder on the hillside. And every time I give in to it, I've been on a high for Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm feeling right good in my soul. I'm glad. Hallelujah. I've got a God that shows himself up. He's real. He's real. Back over yonder at the house, back over yonder, that little old 12-year-old girl lay dying. I see that mama have no doubt her head in her lap. Said, oh, honey, hold on, hold on. Daddy's gone after the Lord. I wander down yonder at your church this morning, preacher. They know you've gone after God, and you'll be back in there Sunday morning and have him with you.
Amen.
Well, glory.
I hear that little old girl grasping for breath. One of the ladies come over and said, did you, have I told you what I heard Ethel say on the phone yesterday morning? She said, I couldn't care less what Ethel or nobody else said. My daughters are dying. What I want to know is somebody going after God. I want somebody to run up on top of the hill and see if you see anything of God coming. Hey, folk, you forget a lot of junk when you get your sons and daughters
and your churches, oh, your mind, that they're dying without God and without hope. Brother, somebody needs to go after the Lord.
Yes, Lord, that's right. Amen.
I see them get down pretty close to the house. One of them little old deacons, assistant pastor, whatever he was, run out in the middle of the road and said, "It ain't gonna work." Said, "This program you started, it ain't gonna work. It's too late." Y'all never heard anything like that, have you? I was at a fellow's church one morning. I ain't gonna tell on him because he's here. And he called over and wanted to talk to me, and I didn't know what he was wanting. I found out he's wanting to help me and wanting me to help him in a meeting. One of the most blessed times in my life to get to know such a fellow, but I didn't know anything about him. And if you ever want me to help you in a meeting, I'll check you out before I come. Number one, I want to know how and which wife you're going to bring. Y'all get all that? Do you get that real good? I don't have to elucidate or anything, run no commentaries. I hope you get that real good. We got old Bernie had a load of mail in his arm. And they had senior citizens in, and they was eating lunch. And he opened a big old long flat package, and there's a carpet sample in there, blue carpet. Boy, it's pretty. He said, well, I'm really glad to see that. He said, "Hey, everybody stop eating just a minute, if you will. I want to show you something." He said, "Here's a piece of new carpet we're going to put in our church." Some lady over there spoke up and said, "You ain't going to put it on my side." Said, "We got red carpet over on my side. I like red carpet. And we're going to keep red carpet on my side."
Amen.
I seen him kind of color up a little bit. And he called her my name, said, "Sister, if you'd have been here in the business meeting, you'd have known everything went well and proper, and the church voted I'd have put in blue carpet, and we're going to put in blue carpet, and we're going to put it on your side."
Amen.
Amen. I said, "God, if this man ever asked me to help him in a meeting, I'm going to help him."
Amen.
Amen. I say, you got God with you, and you know what's going on. Bless God, you don't have to ask anybody. Just go on. But I'm going to say, you need to go get God and make sure you got him with you. I see that mama watching out the door. And that little old girl in her arms. Trying to travel a path that is straight. Each day brings me closer to that beautiful gate, where I'll lay down my burdens, receive a bright crown, forever to live in that heavenly home. I've got a longing. I'm homesick to go to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. I see her look out the door again and say, "Honey, hold on. Honey, hold on." I see Daddy coming down the road, and he's got somebody with him. And honey, I don't really know who he is, but I've never seen nobody like who Daddy's got with him this morning. I believe your children will know when God's with you. But they'll also know when God's not with you. Dad and Mama, your children know if you just put on a church and you don't have anything when you get down to the house, your boy and your girl knows about it. I was standing out in front of my church in Louisville one morning. The couple came out and started down towards the car, and they was just holding hands and talking. And I said, just nobody really, I said, that's a blessed thing. See folks, man and wife like that love one another. And I didn't know it, but one of their little old boys is standing right there. And he said, preacher, you ought to be in the car when we pull out on Taylor Boulevard and they go to smacking one another and cuss. You see, your kids know when it's real and when it's not. Jesus came down. Boy, it makes a difference when Jesus came down to the house. All around they had, one of the scriptures said minstrels were there. Boy, when I first read that, God rung a bell in my soul and said most all our churches got minstrels in them. More than likely, fellas, if I read right, there's probably paid mourners. Didn't them Hebrews? They had paid mourners. When they had a funeral or anything, they'd pay folks to come in and cry. And just really have a meeting, you know. A whole lot of Baptist churches about the same way. If we can't do anything else, our brother, we'll have I'm going to talk about mama, grandma. Get anything in the world to get some folks to cry. I got some folk up in my country that can make $1 million in Hollywood and crank her up anytime they want to. Laugh, cry, holler, do anything. But boys, it's real when God... Did y'all know the difference between hollering and shouting? Anybody can holler, but it takes God to shout. It's got a special ring in it, brother. That's a joyful sound. Blessed are they that know the joyful sound. The minstrels is down there. The old minstrels always pick banjos. Boys, we can get a bunch in our church anymore of a bunch of trashy old music. Boys, a bunch of hippies playing, riding the bus. We think we got her made. Everybody's down there crying. 95% of the preachers today and say, glory, hallelujah. Called home, said, honey, there's a group down here. We got to get in our church. There wasn't a dry in the house. But Jesus walked up there where they was and said, get out. Ain't that what he said? Said, get out of here. I don't know how long your deacons will stand for that, but we sure need some of it in our Baptist churches. Will somebody go after the Lord in the midst of all the singing? Will somebody go after the real God?
Amen. Hey.
I came down here. I was down here one time before, stayed about 24 hours. The fellow I was with wanted to go back home. We went. This week's the first time really I've settled in. Got a taste and a feeling for the camp meeting. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. But I kept on wondering Monday night when I come in, when's the singers going to get up? And I said, well, maybe they couldn't make it here on account of the rain. When I got on Tuesday, I said, I don't know if they'd be there on Tuesday. I never did ask nobody who they were. I was afraid to ask. And then Tuesday, wasn't no singers here. And then Tuesday night, there wasn't no singers here. And I got to wonder. And finally, it dawned on me that there wasn't going to be any here, that there's already here. Preachers, in case you don't know it, there's nothing that beats your church choir of singing on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. There's something about getting the church involved and raising their voices to glory the Lord Jesus Christ in song together. You don't have to hire folks to come in. Do it yourself. It's a local independent body. You don't have to depend on nobody. Do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Will somebody go after the Lord? Amen, amen, amen.
Hey.
Jesus said, all y'all get out. I got some fellas here I want to go in with me. Said Peter and James and John, they're going to do a heap of writing after a while. They need to know what's going on. That's Milby theology if you want to know it. And God hold up mom and daddy. You know why he really took that little group in and said to all that professional bunch, get out. He wanted somebody in there that would care and believe. Preacher, you can't weep over your church. You ought to get out. All of y'all the other day, I thought after I went back, I ought have told y'all something. That bunch up there by the side of the road I got, that bunch of heathen hillbillies I got up there, I aim to tell y'all, I'm their shepherd. I call them that, but you better not call them that. I'll get you. That's my little flock there in my heart. Great God, I'll fight you over that little old bunch. Boys, I get back in there on Sunday morning after hearing all this good singing. But you know what, all week, everybody gets to singing. And I say, under God, I can't hardly wait for Sunday morning. We don't even have a choir. It's not organized. Just everybody comes and sings. They won't sing because I tell them what they need to, how they need to live before they do come and sing. But they just kind of gather around. And they go to singing. Ain't nobody knows music. But bless God, that's the sweetest sound in the world. I mean, all them other bunches can't come nowhere near to that bunch of singing because that's, I love that little boy. Jesus said, I want y'all to, y'all come on in with me. We're going to do some inside business in here. There's a whole lot of things God does on the inside that a lot of folks think they know, but they never get to see it and understand it.
There's always been an inner circle. But the outside think they know what's going on, but they don't ever know what's going on. I wonder what I'm missing. If I was living a little closer, there may be another inside circle that I never have got in, but I'm looking for it. Don't you get me wrong. I ain't hunting no extra stuff out of the Holy Ghost. I got enough right now to take care of me. Hallelujah. Keep me busy handling what God's already given me. Amen, amen. You say, I don't like that. Go somewhere and start you one of them outfits then. I'm a Baptist. Hallelujah. Huh? Jesus got in there, them folks that cared. Boy, you get a bunch of folks that care together. Make new business for God. Boy, when God goes to dealing with a situation, he always says just what's right. He didn't go into no great big long preliminaries. Who was that said didn't have to, Dr. Allison said, didn't have to get all the these and thous and everything straightened out just right. But he said, mate, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And then I want you to look up that word for me, some of you fellas. Said, straightway. I think that means the same thing. I looked up that word immediately. And the dictionary said, no space of time in between. I like that, don't you? Didn't have to go. I'd rather get a bunch of Sunday school pins before she got all right. Immediately she got all right.
Amen. Amen.
Some of my kin folks went to church and that little daughter came home to mama and said, Mama, I went up front this morning and said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, they asked us, anybody that wanted God to come up front, and we went up front and stood around. And after a while, they took our names down on some cards and told us we was all right. And after a while, they was going to open the doors of the church, and we'd get in.
Praise you, brother. Praise God.
She called the good doctor down and said, brother, I don't understand. Now, she ought to have been there with a child in the first place, understand, but I'm just telling you how it was.
So I understand my daughter said she went up and y'all took her name and said she was all right. And he said, well, sister, you leave her alone, keep her in church, and she'll grow into it. God help us. God help us. I got saved. I got born again. One morning down yonder on the hillside, God saved me out of deep conviction. I repented till God is satisfied with my repentance, and he saved me. When I come to myself, I'm as saved as I'll ever be.
Amen.
I've got a little more stuff along the way, but I ain't got no more saved.
Amen.
A little old girl got up. Some of these folks come around, brother, and I do not believe in faith healers. I believe in faith healing, but I don't believe in faith healing. Come in one night and everybody's cross-eyed and the hairs are falling out and got ingrown toenails and heal them all. And the next day, our brother are more bald-headed than ever. Now both eyes is crossed and all their toenails are ingrown. Ain't that right? It is right. But when Jesus does anything, he does it right the first time forever.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I forgot I was supposed to stand up here. Hallelujah. I won't tell you this morning unto God. Will somebody, mama, will somebody go after the Lord? Is there anybody here that sees the need to go after God? Preachers, your church cold dead. I don't allow nobody to sleep around me in church. Nobody. Go to sleep where I'm at in church and I see them asleep, I go get them. I said, unto God, you can't sleep in here. Folks are going to hell. I'm a preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody needs to go, mama. If I was here this morning, I had a wayfaring daughter.
Yes, Lord.
That if I was here in my family, our brother's in trouble, drifting away from God, I'd determine right here this morning, I'm going after the Lord, and I'm going to take him home with me, and folks are going to see I got him with me.
Amen.
Preacher, if I was here this morning, my church dead and cold, half of my members sleep while I was a preaching, I'd get on this altar and say they can't sleep no more. I'm going to come back with God with me and cause such a stir that nobody can go to sleep while I'm a carrying on for God.
Amen.
Preacher, do you need to go after God? Mother, do you need to go after the Lord? Daddy, do you need to go after God? You've been telling everybody you're a Christian. You know the creator of the universe, the God of heaven, him that created the sun, the moon, the stars.
Glory.
He done a work in your heart, and you're going to live as long as God lives. And they can't get a grunt out of you. Can't hardly get you to go to God's house. If I was one of your kids, I probably wouldn't believe it either.
Right.
But boy, if you was to come home down here and have God with you, weeping and crying, they'd say, Mama, what's the matter with you? And you'd say, God, God, God. Say, Mama, why come you crying? What'd they do to you down there? And you'd say, God, Jesus, holy glory. After a while, brother, they'd get excited about what's the matter with you.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of preachers, brother, thinking about moving to a new church, and that's all right if that's God's will. I'm for that. There's a whole lot of folks, you get God and go back with you. About 2 weeks, you'd have a new church. Everybody stand, please. If you need a, feel a need this morning, go after the Lord. Preachers, deacons, mom and daddies, y'all come get in this altar and say, God, I want to take you home with me. I want something that's real. I fool around old cold stuff. Oh, I want God in my house. I want God in my home. I want God in my church. Listen, church members, this morning, I'd take my preacher a dose of this. If I was you, I'd go in on Sunday morning. I'd hug him, say, I love you. God, bless your heart. I love you. Now, I'm a praying theater preach this morning like you never preached before. You'd be surprised, boy, what he'd do when he says he's got some sheep that's been after God and brought him home. Lord God, will somebody go after the Lord for your daughter, for your son, for your preacher, for your church, for yourself? Will somebody go after the Lord? Glory, hallelujah. Ma'am, come to the piano if you will and play for me, ma'am. Come and play some number softly while these folks pray. I tell you what, folks, I'd get unashamed. I'd call on God. I'd say, Lord, I've come after you. Things ain't like it ought to be. It ain't like it could be over at the house. It's my house. God, I've been a-blaming it on some other folks. But it's my house. God, it's my house. Now I've come after you, Lord, and I want to take you home with me. He said, you lay your hands on her, and she'll be healed, and she'll live. Boy, as you take Jesus back to the house, he'll do better than this for you. You ought to come. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. There's room here for you. Ma'am, play. Folks, I'd stay around this altar till he agreed to go with me. You come right when he knows you mean business. There won't be no hesitating on his part. And the Bible said, and Jesus went with him. He'll know it. I know him. Oh, God, help us this morning. Will somebody else go after the Lord?